Hello, welcome to Q&A with Perry A. about calcium bentonite clay. I'm Perry A., the author of Calcium Bentonite Clay, Nature's Pathway to Healing, and I am the hostess for this time with you so you can ask your questions and learn how to use the clay better and for more things. I have a few questions in queue here, so we'll just dive right in. Okay, the first word was misspelled, and I'm having, when you use the clay for a face mask, do you put it on the tender skin below the eyes and over the eyelids and under the eye? I do, yes. I want to tighten those areas and get the wrinkles out, and it's safe to use in those areas. Just be gentle when you wash it off and be sure to fully hydrate it so you're not rubbing the dry clay over your sensitive skin there. So if you'll take a wet wash rag and just hold up to it and let the clay hydrate a little bit, it'll slip right off. And your eyes, I use it over the closed eyelids. If I have hay fever in my, excuse me, my eyes are itching, and it's very soothing, and I usually, it cleans out your tear ducts. You usually get little white stringy stuff coming out of your eyes, and it will, if you have dry eyes, if you do that occasionally, maybe for 15 minutes a day, I put it on a cotton pad and put it over my closed eyelid, cover it with the clay mask, and just lay down and leave it there for about 15 minutes, and then I get up and do the other eye, and it's very soothing, very relieving for your eyes. If you have tired eyes, it's good to do that, and for me, I don't have dry eyes anymore. It seems to open those tear ducts and get the lubricants in your eyes working, so thank you for that question. Andrea has another question. Have you heard of essential tremors? Shaking like Parkinson's. Do you know if bentonite clay would help with this? You type like I do. It is probably related to the nervous system. I have had people with Parkinson's disease tell me that when they started drinking the clay and using the clay, that their tremors were lessened. And I would love somebody that has essential tremors to try it and then let me know back in a month what they noticed, if they noticed, if they were less, if it had any effect at all. You know, you think I don't know where these essential tremors start, if they start in the brain or where. You maybe one night want to cover your head with clay, the mask, kind of rub it into your scalp, and put a shower cap on and just sleep with it on all night and see if it can penetrate and stimulate the nerve connections to do what they need to do. I know when you put it on a burn pain is just raw nerves. And when you put it on, it soothes the pain almost instantly. So it may be, you know, in that case, healing to the nerves. I just don't know how it's going to reach the source of the tremors. And I'll try to do a little more research on essential tremors to see where they, what's the stimulus and what's the beginning point of it. So thank you for those questions. How do you use bentonite clay if I have a liver infection and HB positive? I would drink the clay. I would start out with 2 ounces three times a day, build to 3 ounces in a couple of days, build to 4 ounces in a couple of days. You can go up as much as 8 ounces three times a day. And I would also put a poultice over your liver at night. Put the clay over the area of your liver. It's on the right side behind your rib cage and a little below it. But if you put a poultice over that area, and sleep with it on all night. You want to cover it with some Saran Wrap or Glad Press and Seal, and leave it on all night. And then in addition to that, if you can take a clay bath at least once a week, you might try that. I think that would be stimulating for all the glands and the whole body. You know, we had a person who liver was down to 5%, and the doctors had given him a death warrant and to go home, and he had 6 months to live, and he started drinking the clay 8 ounces 3 times a day, putting a poultice over his liver at night and taking the clay baths daily, and his liver grew back 35% in 6 months, and in a year it had grown back 55%. So I would definitely be aggressive with it and get on there. Mary in Kansas, if I remember correctly, a person who has high blood pressure can put the mask on the fleshy, flabby part on the underside of their arms. Would one leave it on till it dries or just leave it on all night? Is there a benefit to a longer time on the skin, even if it dries? You know, it's going to be awkward during the day to use it. I would do it at night and wrap it and leave it on all night just for convenience sake and not having to hold your arm out and let it dry and such. I know clay works after it dries. It still has a pull and an energy work to it. So, but I really think for something like that, it would be easier just to put it on kind of thickly, wrap it in Saran Wrap, and sleep with it on. So, but if you want to try it the other day, well, you can. We'll see. Thank you, Mary. Mary is my prayer partner online. I found her online, or she found me through the clay, and she's a wonderful person and has beautiful prayers out there. So if you ever need it, see if you can contact her. Her name is Mary Law. She's a wonderful person. All right. Donald in Miami. I am new to using clay. A friend gave me some clay powder and told me to drink a teaspoon of it a day. It seems to be hard to stir up. Is there a better way to mix it? Yes, sir. There definitely is. You never want to stir clay because it lumps and it gets wet on the outside and dry in the middle. It's kind of like flour. If you have a blender, I go ahead and make up, because I drink clay every day and it varies. Lately I've been doing a fast, so I've been drinking like 8 ounces a day, and I keep 2 jugs of the liquid mixed up. If you have a blender, you put 4 cups of water in your blender and 1/2 cup of clay, and you can make up a week's supply or more depending on how much you're taking. That'll make you 32 ounces. Put your water in first, 4 cups, 1/2 cup of clay, blend on high for 30 seconds. Pour it into a glass or food grade plastic jar with and use a plastic lid. And it can sit on your kitchen cabinet, it won't spoil. You do want to be sure and wash your blender blades out at the time after you use it. Make sure you get all the clay off the blades, because it will kind of rust the metal if you don't. When I'm mixing it, I mix 2 at a time. I mix 1 batch and then I put some more water in and do another batch. Just while I have it out and I'm got my mixer blender mixed, you know, dirty anyway, I'm going to go ahead and make 2 batches. Then sometimes I make a mask. Now, when I make the mask, I use 3 cups of water to a generous cup of clay. Clay packs, so if you lose a level cup, it's going to be pretty soupy. I'm saying maybe use a cup and almost 1/4 and to 3 cups of water and blend it on high and then pour it into I use the good food grade Tupperware containers with the tight snap-on lids. Or if you have a glass jar with a plastic lid, that'll be good. You may want to put it in several containers. I keep one in the kitchen, one in the bathroom, and one in the cabinet for sharing with people when they come over. I'm always dishing up little scoops of it. I use it on everything. I put it on my feet. I put it on, you know, if anything hurts, put clay on it. That's the thing. I put it on my face every night, and I put a light coat on, let it dry, and sleep with it on. And so I use it just all the time. What was I got a pedicure the other day, and they kind of got down into the quick on my toe, and so I wrapped my toe the next night with a clay, and it took the pain and the sensitivity out and healed it. So those are two good ways to mix it, but you never want to stir clay. If nothing else, shake it. And when you mix the liquid, when you pour 2 ounces of the liquid pre-mixed, you're going to have a teaspoon of clay in it. So that's the same ratio. So enjoy that. And don't be too timid about drinking your clay. You know, it doesn't hurt to take more. And it seems to always help. Okay, let me see if we have any more questions. Looks like that's all the questions for today. Let me go over to our phone lines. Don't have too many people listening in today. Many of you listen in and then listen to it after you get off work or something, as we have them archived. I was hoping we'd have a lot of questions today, and wanted to know if anyone wanted to share a testimonial as well. We love hearing testimonials about how you use the clay and it helped you. Let's talk a little bit for the newbies what clay is and how it works. Clay is volcanic ash. It's the core of Mother Earth with all the trace minerals in it. All the impurities have been burned out, and the ash is left with these pure trace minerals that are fused together from the heat of the volcano. They are connected by strong covalent bonds, they're called. They're oxygen hydroxide covalent bonds, which is a very strong connection. It means they don't break apart. And they make up the clay particle, and that's what gives it this strong negative charge, the ionic negative charge. As you, if you know about Earth and you've read the book Earthing, they say walk barefooted on the dirt like we used to do in the old days, and it grounds you. It's because the negative energy grounds. When you have lightning, it means the atmosphere is way positive and it wants to ground with the Earth, and that's what a lightning strike is. The positive electromagnetic charge in the sky is gotten very strong from the storm, and it tends to ground itself coming down to Earth. So grounding is a good thing, and the negative charge is a good thing. The clay that I prefer has a 9.7 pH. Most all clays have a high pH. There are a few clays that are actually acidic, so you want to ask the supplier if it's an acidic clay or if it is an alkaline clay. And the best healing clays are your calcium bentonites, although there are some sodium bentonites that are low in sodium that also work on healing. But you don't want to get one with 12% sodium in it or something like that. Those are used for industrial uses, making asphalt, slurries, paints, plastics, Orwell mud. Most people have heard about clay from Orwell mud. It's what they used to put down into the drill, by the drill, to cool the drill bit. So those are some of the uses of clay in that regard. Now, some clays are gritty. Every deposit of clay is different. A gentleman sent me a description of a clay by its chemical makeup the other day, and I really can't tell anything about a clay unless I have it in hand and I mix it and I get to see how gritty it is. I get to see if it stays emulsified. I get to put it on, and does it just fall off your face when it dries? or does it hold tight and pull strong? You want one that really pulls and tightens. So those are some things to look for in the clay. I've never heard of clay killing anybody. There are a few people that are ultra sensitive that'll have a reaction, and sometimes people have a detox reaction, and that's about it. Now, clay can either make you go to the bathroom 3 times a day, which it does for 90% of the people, or you can be one of the 20% who gets constipated with clay, no matter how much water you drink. And it's either cleaning out your colon of old fecal matter that's not going to rehydrate with water. It's been crammed in your crevices, and it's pulling it out. And if we carry around 4 to 5 pounds, it's not going to come out overnight or in the first time you use the clay. It's going to come up bit by bit. Or it could be that your digestive enzymes are out of balance, and it just promotes the constipation because of the out of balance. But there's an easy fix for that, and that's just, I recommend over-the-counter magnesium tablets. You can get them at the drugstore. It's not really a laxative. It's not a harsh reaction. You can get the tablets and cut them in half so you can find your maintenance level, what you need to keep yourself going daily. And that's pretty much a simple fix. I've heard some remarkable stories about healing with clay, and some to this day blow me away, and even the scientists cannot figure out exactly how it works. We had a child with a glaucomic birth defect, and they didn't realize it until he was about 7 years old and he became blind. And glaucoma is the pressure behind the eyes. And when he reached his teens and went to puberty, he started getting these massive pain attacks behind his eyes, and they would hit at different times of the day. And he went to public school. He can play miniature golf. He's just an all-around good kid with a good attitude and, you know, does what he can and is very creative, a good student. And they wanted to, the doctors had operated 20 times on his eyes and couldn't fix it. And they finally said the only thing they need to do was remove his eyes from his sockets. And his dad heard me on the radio and ordered the clay and had him start drinking the clay and taking the clay baths. And the pain attack started going away. In fact, when he first got the clay, it arrived on a day when his son had come home from school because he was having one of these attacks. And so they put a teaspoon of clay in a glass of water and just stirred it up and had him drink it. And halfway through the glass, the pain attack was gone. And I had him drinking 2 ounces a day for 30 days just to clean his system out and get balanced. And after that, he found as long as he drank 1 ounce a day, he has not had those pain attacks again. And how the clay does that, I have no idea. It's something about the pressure, the electromagnetic energy of the clay, the alkalinity. It just does so many things. It works on many parts of the body at the same time. It's amazing with people who have arthritis, and after they've been on it about a month, they notice their joints aren't as swollen and knotted, and they seem to go down, and the pain goes away. And it's so gentle when it works because all of a sudden you realize the pain you were suffering is gone and you're not even aware when it left. You thought, gosh, I haven't had that pain in my knee or my foot or my shoulder for a while. Wonder when it went away. And it will just catch you by surprise. It's just so gentle when it works. I'm going to flip over to our Q&A line and see if we have any more questions. Don in Miami, thank you so much. This is great information. Where can I find the book you mentioned? If you will go to theclaybook.com, That's www.theclaybook.com. You can order it there. There are some stores that have it. They're scattered, a few health stores maybe. I really don't know where they are out there, but that's a link to where you can order the book. And Donald, I want to also tell you about our free website. You may know about it. It's bentoniteclayinfo.com. It's www.bentonite, B-E-N-T-O-N-I-T-E, clayinfo.com. And it's a free information site. All of our recordings on these teleseminars are archived. The recordings on the LiveWell seminars are archived. The testimonials on my play of choice are archived there. Tons of recordings and interviews and videos and articles, lots and lots of articles. It has a link to sign up to get on a chat group about bentonite clay, and it's all free. And the information there is free. And if you have any question, my information is on there. If you'd like to call and ask a direct question to somewhere that you can't find in the book or don't understand. The book is a wealth of information. This is my new book. It's called Calcium Bentonite Clay, Nature's Pathway to Healing, Detox, Stimulate, Alkalize, and Balance. I think I have that in the reverse order. It's supposed to be balance, detox, stimulate, and alkalize. But that's the major things that clay does. And it tells you how clay works, how it's been used for eons and eons. Testimonials, specific mixing directions for poultices, for a clay enema, a clay douche, eye drops, just about anything you need to know is in that book. It tells you the do's and don'ts, what to look out for, not to leave it in prolonged contact with metal. I think you'll find it very valuable. It will introduce you to so many ways of using clay. In Texas right now, spring is here and the rattlesnakes are coming out. And I have friends that have ranches, and they say they see 6 or 8 rattlesnakes a day. And, you know, if you have clay around and you get rattlesnake bit, you put the clay thickly over the mask, thickly over that bite. That's why it's important to keep some always mixed up for any kind of scorpion bite, any kind of sting, jellyfish stings. If you go to the beach, it's also good for sunburns. It's good for so many things that it's kind of mind-boggling that can do all of this. But I have a lady I was with this weekend telling me how in 2 days her dogs, every time she'd go by them, she'd put a little more. They were both bit on the lip, the face, the head, which is dangerous because it can go to the brain. Never took them to the vet. She just put clay on them and she'd walk by and slap a little more clay. She said the first 2 times they were so sensitive and it hurt so much when you touched them, they kind of jerked away. But after a couple of times, they realized either the pain was gone or they realized it was helping them, and they let her put it on them. And she said in 2 days the swelling was gone down. She had another one that got bit that the neighbors were keeping, and they took it to the vet and got the shots, and it took him 2 weeks for the swelling goes down. We had a Doberman pincher, and he got bit one time, and his face, this is where I know about clay, he looked like a pit bull. His face was so swollen, and it took him a long time to get, you know, he couldn't lay down. Evidently, your face, the swelling part hurt so bad, he would try to sleep with his head up, and when he'd fall asleep, it touched down, he'd touch something, it'd wake him up again. Bless his heart, I always remember that. And to drink, he'd have to just stand over the bowl and stick his tongue in it. He didn't want to get into it too much. It's kind of sad to say, but keep it for that and so much more. When you read all the testimonials in there or look at the many uses in the index, it'll kind of blow you away because there are so many things to use it on. Poison ivy, any kind of skin irritations, skin problems, eczema, psoriasis. You don't need to take those prescription drugs that can harm you. Just keep putting the clay on there, take a clay bath, keep the clay on, and it's just marvelous how it will dry it up. It'll dry it up and it'll get itchy a little bit at first as it's drying it up, and all that flaky dead skin will fall off. Well, where is everybody today? I'm not having many questions here, and there are not many people on the line that I know of. Some of you may be on your computers listening in. And I'm going to keep talking a little bit about clay. We talked about mixing it. I want to talk about clay baths and the importance of clay baths. Clay baths detox the whole body. When you get in a clay bath, you're getting all of your lymph glands down in the water, exposed to the pull of the clay. It will literally pull out toxins through the pores of your skin. These are toxins that have been absorbed into the body, and they're in the muscles or the bloodstream, and it can literally clean them out. It may take, the general rule of thumb is 2 baths a week for 3 months. There's nothing wrong with taking a bath every day. And we only know that because people usually wait several months to be retested again to see how high their heavy metal toxicity might be. If they have arsenic or mercury, mercury is a common that because when they used to use the mercury amalgam fillings, now as you get older, the amalgam fillings get loose and we get exposed to mercury. And mercury seems to get deeply sequestered. It gets down in the muscles and it takes longer to get out than some of the other heavy metals. So it's good to get tested before you go in, and then after you take the clay baths for at least 3 months, test again. We've had autistic children that the parents report almost the minute they get in the bath, they start changing. They get calmer, they make more eye contact, and they become more verbal. Some of them become actual chatty Cathys, and most of them don't say very much. Just they're very quiet, and they just say a few words at a time. And they avoid eye contact. So if that can happen with an autistic children in the first clay bath, what else is it doing for our bodies? Well, it's getting the toxins out. It's stimulating the lymph glands. It's stimulating circulation in the body. If you've worked in the yard for the first time in the summer and you've been out there all day bending over and pulling weeds and stuff, and you come in and you notice about evening you're tight all over and your muscles ache, your leg muscles ache and your shoulder muscles ache, maybe you've been carrying a bunch of stuff around, if you'll go take a clay bath and scoot down in that water, and I take a big cup to scoop the clay water to keep it mixed up and to pour it over my chest and the parts that don't get down in the water, and in 15 minutes the pain is gone. The muscle soreness is gone. It's pulled that acetylsalicylic acid out of the muscle that causes the pain. So I can't say enough about clay baths, and most of us don't want to go to the trouble of making it. It's so easy to mix the clay for a clay bath. It's generally you want to use 1 cup of clay per bath, and if you again fill your blender half full of water, put in a cup of clay, and fill it to about an inch of the top. So you want to use a lot more water because it's going to go in the bathtub and you want it in a liquid state where it won't lump. And blend it on high and go pour it into the bathtub as you started your water. Rinse all the clay out real good. Before you get into the bathtub, unscrew your blender blades and wash them out good. Don't leave clay sitting on your blades. Get in that tub and sit down and relax. You want it pretty warm. you can stay in there 30 minutes, whatever, keep circulating the water. And if you do it at night, you're just going to sleep like a baby. And you notice your shoulders relax and muscle tightness. If you ever have a wake up with a crick in your neck, put some clay on there. So, okay, I'm just doing all the talking here. And I don't seem to have any more questions coming today. Here's one from Jan Hart. How much clay to put in a bath? 1 cup. And like I say, mix it with water first. When you're mixing your clay, if you have like a half-gallon container, you can mix a couple of them, fill your blender half with water, put your clay in it, and fill it almost to the top. You need to get a little room for it to move when you turn your blender on high. And then pour that into that container, and you can mix up another one and pour in there. And you can keep that and just pour some of that in your bathtub every time you take a bath where you don't have to mix it every time. For smaller children, a half-cup clay bath is enough, and you don't have to fill the tub as full for them. And my grandson, I have him lay down and kind of roll over in the water, and I take a cup and pour it on him, and he loves it. He just thinks it's great. And the autistic children learn it. They don't like any change, so the first time they see it, they're awkward about getting in it. And one lady, her son calls it his chocolate bath, his chocolate milk bath. And so, and he will come in and ask for a chocolate bath. So try your bath and you'll be surprised. Thank you, Jan. It's not real specific on the bath. You just want it in a liquid state so you can add it to the water. And it's going to kind of settle to the bottom. So when you get in, keep the water circulating. Well, our 30 minutes is up for today, and we didn't have many outside questions, but I want you to know you can use your bath water when you get through. You can scoop some up and carry it outside and water your plants with it. Or if you have a big 2-gallon watering can like I do, I have a plastic one, and I put it down in my bath, stir the bath water, and I put it down and get some and kind of wipe the outside up. I water my house plants, then I get some and put it in a bucket and carry it out and throw it in my flower beds. It's good to put around your rose bushes if you notice them start getting that kind of mold or gray stuff on the leaves. Feed them a little clay. It's good for your lawn. Wish you could stick a hose in there and just siphon it up and squirt it around your yard with one of those sprayers. But I did have one gentleman who lived on a septic tank, and he didn't know it was safe. If you mix your clay in a blender, it's safe for your plumbing. It actually cleans your pipes. If you try to sprinkle it in the bathtub, you're going to get dust everywhere, and you're going to have lumps in your bath, and the lumps are what clog up the plumbing. So even on a septic tank, you can use them if you mix it in the blender. But he didn't know that, and he was taking a bucket and scooping the water and throwing it out in the yard. And everywhere he threw the water, the next year when the spring came, that area got real green and started growing, and the rest of this yard was still pretty much dead and hadn't come back to life. So it's a natural fertilizer. My daughter puts it in her garden. She has a beautiful garden and lots of flowers, and they just bloom constantly. And so those are some of the uses of clay. Give it to your pets. If anything hurts, put clay on it, okay? And not on the head, a bump on the shin. Just put clay on it. That's my philosophy. Let me run back one more time to the question here. Does anyone have a question they'd like to ask over the phone line? If you do, press star 2 and you'll be on the line with me. Okay. One more time on Q&A. Jan Huntington. Do you have any in Jan and Huntington? Do you have any experience with tooth abscesses? Yes, ma'am. If you will take the powder clay and pack it around that tooth and also put it on the outside of your jaw and under your jaw where that gland is, the mask. You want to put the mask on the outside and the clay powder on the inside. Now, it's a little difficult to get in there. If you have a popsicle stick or the handle of a flat toothbrush, you can pull your cheek out and just kind of dump it around your tooth and kind of move it with your tongue, and the saliva is going to stick it in place. So kind of pack it all around the tooth, and just, you know, the little bit that's on your tongue and you swallow is all for the good. And just sleep with it in your mouth at night. I had a gentleman that had to fly in a plane and give a report for business, and he had an abscess tooth, and a friend told him to do that and put it on the outside. He said his jaw was so swollen when he started, and the next day it was all down and the tooth didn't hurt. Sometimes if it's not too deep, it will pull the abscess out. It may pull a little pus pocket out on the side of your tooth. If you can, just let that drain, squeeze it, let it drain, and sometimes it's too deep to get to, but it usually does stop the pain. It's amazing. You ought to be putting it around your teeth and gums once or twice a week anyway, particularly if you're older and your gums are getting lax and begin to pull away from the teeth and they get pockets in there where bacteria can build and we get infections in our gums and our teeth. And I have a friend now having to have her teeth removed because this happened to her over the years. But with clay, there's no excuse for that. So brush your teeth with clay. You can gargle with clay. You can swish with clay. Just put a mouthful and swish for a few minutes and leave it in your mouth so it can get down in the gums and help clean out any bacteria that are in there. So, good questions today. Sorry we haven't had more. I want to see one more time if there are any more. Jen and Daniel, I appreciate you being on there, and Andrea and your questions today. Kind of a lazy spring day. Everybody wants to be outside, I guess. So, I'm going to go watch my grandson play a soccer game this afternoon, and I hope you find something wonderful today to do. And smile. Take a smile with you wherever you go. You'll make a difference in people's lives. Blessings to you all. Thank you for listening in. This is Perry A. signing out.